USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is condemning Russia's nuclear threat against Europe.
This world should see these outrageous acts for what they are. Putin claims he had to act because Russia was threatened. But no one threatened Russia. And no one other than Russia sought conflict.
This was during his first UN address since the beginning of the conflict. North Carolina authorities are still on the hunt for a 17-year-old suspect facing charges in a double murder of Devin Clark, who was 18, and Lyric Woods, who was 14, over the weekend. The Orange County Sheriff's Office announced that it had filed a petition to charge the juvenile suspect with two counts of first-degree murder in Clark's and Woods' shooting death.
And I heard about close to 10 shots going off like an automatic gun, and then I paused for a little bit, and then five more.
David White, who lives just feet away from where the victims were found dead. NASA's Space Launch System Moon Rocket ran into an initially worrisome problem during its fuel test on Wednesday, but engineers managed a fresh leak in a fitting that derailed a September 3rd launch try and were able to fill the huge booster with a full load of 750,000 gallons of super cold propellants. Even though the tests were extremely encouraging, launch director Charlie Blackwell Thomas would not speculate on whether NASA might press ahead toward the September 27th launch date as earlier discussed. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
President Putin is making threats.
Russian President Vladimir Putin declared a partial mobilization, calling up 300,000 reservists in a major escalation of his stalled invasion of Ukraine. In a television speech Tuesday, he portrayed his war as a fight to the death with the United States and our allies. Again, he threatened to use nuclear weapons. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
These are not the actions of a confident country. These are not acts of strength. Quite the opposite. And the United States, our allies and partners in the international community, will stand against these transparent efforts on the part of Russia and stand firmly with Ukraine and the Ukrainian people.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell gave Republican governors his blessing when it comes to sending migrants around the country. Robert Sarver says he has started the process of selling the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury, a move that comes only 8 days after he was suspended by the NBA over workplace misconduct, including racist speech and hostile behavior towards employees. In a tweet shared on both teams' official account, the Suns and Mercury wrote that Sarver's decision is, quote, in the best interest of the organization and community, end quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.